Penguin Audio presents Corsair by Clive Cussler with Jack DeBrule, read by Jason Culp. The Bay of Tripoli, February 1803. No sooner had the squadron sighted the fortified walls of the Barbary capital when a storm struck suddenly, forcing the Ketch Intrepid and the brig Siren back out into the Mediterranean. Through his spyglass, Lieutenant Henry Lafayette, the Siren's first officer, had just spotted the towering masts of the USS Philadelphia, the reason the two American warships had ventured so close to the pirate's lair. 6 months earlier, the 44-gun Philadelphia had chased a Barbary corsair too close to Tripoli's notoriously treacherous harbor, and she had grounded in the shallow shoals. At the time, the frigate's captain, William Bainbridge, had done all he could to save his ship, including heaving her cannons over the side, but she was hard aground, and the high tide was hours away. Under threat of a dozen enemy gunboats, Bainbridge had no choice but to strike the colors and surrender the massive warship to the Bashaw of Tripoli. Letters from the Dutch consul residing in the city reported that Bainbridge and his senior officers were being treated well, but the fate of the Philadelphia's crew, like most others who fell to the Barbary pirates, was slavery. It was decided among the American commanders of the Mediterranean fleet that there was no hope of recapturing the Philadelphia and sailing her from the harbor, so they determined she would burn instead. As to the fate of her crew, through intermediaries it was learned that Tripoli's head of state was amenable to releasing them for a cash settlement totaling some $500,000. For centuries, the pirates of the Barbary...